I still have no financial relationships. Okay, so actually, the NOLA breastfeeding program that I was just talking about really was jump-started by the Tulane breastfeeding program. Just one. The Tulane breastfeeding program has been around for a little bit longer, and I'm going to go into that. So the overarching goal of this program is to promote a healthy infant feeding in the university community. And again, this is a screenshot of our, it's a little bit different, but it's our website. So the Tulane breastfeeding program began in 2004 when Dr. Jeanette Magnus, who is faculty at the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine, and she was director of where I work, the Mary Amelia Women's Center, noticed that employee mothers at the School of Public Health were struggling to balance work and breastfeeding. There was no place for them to breastfeed if their baby came on campus or for them to pump. And she's from Norway, where breastfeeding is a lot more supported, so she immediately went to work to fix this problem. She designated two breastfeeding / pumping rooms, one in the School of Public Health and one in the Women's Center. And the Tulane campus is a little bit spread out, and so the School of Public Health and Women's Center are kind of downtown in the middle of the city, and then we have the whole uptown campus, which, so she started with the downtown campus. From 2006, which, you know, was the, we came out of Hurricane Katrina, so this gained momentum slowly. From 2010, student interns participated in really a focused advocacy effort to increase lactation rooms and support from the university administration. Support from the provost's office was key. Other departments across the campuses were also especially helpful in locating and designating appropriate space. And oftentimes, this support came from women who had breastfed in the past or men whose wives had breastfed. So we really used those key supporters to advance within the university. Some WIC grants that were given out through Louisiana WIC provided hospital-grade breast pumps, you can see in the picture, and comfortable chairs, comfortable in quotation marks, for rooms in two of our buildings on the Uptown campus. So we were, this was a student effort spearheaded by Dr. Magnus, and the students went to the provost's office, found other breastfeeding moms on campus, and said, we have these WIC grants. It was very, the timing was just perfect. And said, you know, we can apply. If we designate lactation rooms, we can apply for these WIC grants. And it's very good. The breast pumps have been very helpful throughout campus. And then in 2010, a program coordinator was hired, which is actually me. So we've encountered several barriers, as expected. The first one is feelings surrounding breastfeeding, and in the university community is fairly open, tolerant, supportive. I wouldn't go so far as to say supportive yet, but we have had several. We have run into several barriers regarding just even putting up signs or our website, actually. If you, I'll go back to it in a little bit, but you notice we have pictures up on our website of breastfeeding, you know, so really beautiful breastfeeding moms, and those are local moms, actually, in New Orleans breastfeeding, and we have had some issues with the top communications departments at Tulane in terms of what we can and cannot show on our website. So it, just in general, attitudes and feelings surrounding breastfeeding has been a barrier, but not one that we have not worked through. Funding for the program has been off and on. Sometimes we have funds for some things and not for others, but specifically we need funding for program staff and supplies for the rooms. And program staff, usually you would think in a university or a business in general, a lactation program is a benefit for employees. So it would go out of HR, human resources. But that, since we started the program in the Women's Center, HR really has said, this is your program, we're thrilled that you're doing it, but we don't have any money to support you. So so we have had to find funding for the program in other places. And then space for rooms. Space has been an issue. We've found space in all sorts of different places, but building codes can introduce restrictions on space. For example, we are trying to designate a bathroom in our main university center and designate it, just completely turn it into a lactation room. However, the building codes from the building say that you cannot take a bathroom off the grid in that circumstance. So right now, even though obviously we don't want our lactation rooms to be also used as bathrooms, this single stalled bathroom is temporarily being used as a lactation room, and we put an extra chair in there and a table, and it's pretty comfy. But still, building codes have definitely impacted where we can and cannot find space. On the flip side, facilitators. We've had many different facilitators that have helped. Like I mentioned before, finding key supporters, including breastfeeding mothers across campus. It's amazing when you advertise and market things, how many breastfeeding mothers will come out of the woodwork and say, you know what, I've been here for 12 years, and 12 years ago I was trying to breastfeed my baby and did not have any place to go, so I'm so glad you're creating this and let me know how I can help. So we've had lots of supporters like that. The media, we've tried to use the media as much as possible. We've used Facebook. We now have actually a Facebook group for mothers on campus as a supportive group. School newspapers, we've had articles in the Tulane Hullabaloo and the Tulane New Wave and the newspapers across campus. And just recently, we had an interview with a news station in New Orleans. So the program will actually be promoted on TV. And that has helped quite a bit in terms of advertising and getting the word out that this support actually exists for mothers, because that's been a challenge for us. And then the national law has definitely facilitated us creating lactation space and support. Tulane, as an employer, must comply with the breastfeeding mother section, and so far Tulane has established a staff policy, not a faculty or a student policy yet, but a staff policy saying that that mirrors the law completely. It says that staff may have break time and space to pump. So the current status right now of the Tulane breastfeeding program is that we have 9 lactation stations on 4 of Tulane's campuses. Like I said, Tulane's campus is kind of spread out across the city and within 4 different schools. Student support for the program is still crucial, just like it was when it was the space was being spearheaded. Marketing and awareness across campus is all student-run. Website design, all student-run, and maintenance and monitoring of the lactation rooms is done by students. That's one of our lactation rooms, too. So in terms of feedback and usage, we have sign-in logs in every lactation room, and sometimes they are anonymous sign-in logs because if it's a more public space, women don't want to write their name. But we also have signs that say, you know, if you want to be on our email list or Facebook group, you know, this is where you can go. But we definitely have sign-in logs in every lactation room so that we know who's using the room, how often it's being used, if it's first-time users or repeat users. And we have used that information that we've gotten from the sign-in logs to further advocate for space, because we also have a section for comments, and we've gotten many constructive, very helpful comments over the last couple of years. In the last year, we've had about 35 to 40 mothers use the breastfeeding facilities, and that does not include actually the mothers who are pumping in their offices, who are also just part of the breastfeeding community at Tulane, who are on our Facebook group and in some other way involved. This just includes women using lactation rooms. And then feedback, like I said, in our comments section, you know, we've gotten great feedback. You know, thanks for providing this space. It was really helpful. And we're really glad. We even have comments like, I'm a visitor, and, you know, here for something, and we found this room, so I'm glad you have this, rather than being told to, oh yeah, the bathroom's right over there. Our current goal and objectives, our goal is to promote healthy families, obviously, with a campus-wide initiative to protect, promote, and support all students, staff, and faculty members, and we've had undergraduate students also use these facilities. And then I'm talking about these goals or these objectives because this is what are just our new objectives. This is what we are working towards right now. Obviously, like I had mentioned before, increasing awareness on Tulane's campus, not only of the benefits or risks of not breastfeeding to mother, infant, and society, but also just awareness that this program exists. And really, when people see our signs, they're very interested to even see why this is needed. And this includes lots of undergraduate students, which has surprised me. I mean, I would assume that graduate students, staff, and faculty are the ones that have questions, but a lot of undergraduate students have contacted me and said, you know, what is this? You know, what do you do? Why is this an issue? Especially lots of public health students, which I like. Our second objective is to implement and evaluate strategies necessary to create that breastfeeding-friendly environment. And this includes, you know, putting new rooms where they're needed and establishing support groups. And so our Facebook support group is somewhat new in the past 6 months, and we're testing that out to see if that's really what women need or if they need in-person support groups. That those types of strategies are what we're trying to elicit. In terms of the first objective, again, actually, we also want to ensure that the senior leadership of the university understands the employer benefits that breastfeeding provides so that we continue to have support from the highest personnel within the university. And then our third objective is to utilize available, you know, university and community resources to continue creating support supplies when women need it, whether it's you know, a hospital grade breast pump or attachment kits, or even just referring them to a lactation consultant, etc., just to really gather all the resources together and be able to present them to our moms who come to us. And lastly, our future steps. Connecting moms and breastfeeding supporters within the university. I know I keep harping on this, but we really feel that having, you know, lactation rooms is not enough. We need a full comprehensive lactation support, which includes education, which includes support, and just as my previous presenters were saying, support is so critical. That even just, you know, mom-to-mom talking. So we're really trying to connect moms. Exploring further support and funding. Of course, we're always looking for funding. And then helping to establish an official university-wide policy. Not just a policy for staff, but also policy for faculty when it's needed, because not all of our faculty can be assumed that they have the resources that they need, and also for students. The university is slow to be supportive of putting things in student handbooks about lactation and things like that, or on resources pages on websites, etc. But that is our goal. And then seizing space opportunity whenever it arises. We still have need for different spaces. Even though we have 9 lactation stations on campus, we need more. And our logs reflect this. And so getting, you know, work orders and letting the building managers know that we need space here, might get us space in a year or something. So that's one of our goals. And that's it.